there's no information that we can present right now that would provide a rational explanation for the spike in the number of shark bites on the island of Maui.
William Isla is director of the State Department of Land and Natural Resources. He says across the state, the number of shark attacks has risen and fallen over the years, averaging about 4 per year for the past 20. In 2012, the 10 reported incidents were an all-time high. Hawaii is now at 13 reported shark incidents this year. The most recent is the 8th attack on Maui. In the last 4 months, there have been 2 fatal attacks on Maui, both on tourists. In August, a 20-year-old woman from Germany was killed. Just 4 days ago, a woman sustained non-fatal injuries from a shark just a few miles from yesterday's attack in the Makena area. Patrick Briney, a 57-year-old tourist from Washington State, was fishing with artificial lures from a kayak when he was killed yesterday.
On Maui, this year is an unprecedented spike. We all agree. The one interesting thing on Maui is that there are shark bites on people that are doing all kinds of ocean activities, but not regular surfers. That's something that's different about Maui. It's kiteboarders, snorkelers, kayakers, stand-up paddleboarders, but not surfers. The other shark bites around the state have been generally on surfers.
Can we draw any conclusions from that?
No, you can't, because it's so random. That's one of our challenges. In order to manage, we have to have more information.
In August, the DLNR, the School of Ocean and Earth Science and Technology, SOEST, and other partners launched a 2-year study to better understand and perhaps predict shark behavior. A new website allows viewers to track the activities of 7 currently tagged tiger sharks.
It's live and it's updated every day. We have some pretty interesting results so far in that they move around at random. Some of them, one shark swam from Maui to Kona and hung around in Kona for about a week and a half and then swam back to Maui. And another shark swam around the north side of Maui and hung out near Kahului and then came back. Other sharks swam to Kaho'olawe. Other sharks swam to Lanai and came back. So the randomness is what's interesting so far.
Efforts are underway to tag more sharks.
The one thing that the tagging shows is that the sharks move pretty rapidly out of an area. So we're being asked to consider culling, and based upon what we see, it's difficult to assure that culling would be successful in achieving the animal that actually made the bite.
Do you think this is going to have any effect on tourism?
I do not believe so. The tourists understand that as long as they are swimming in an area that is the water clarity is clear and they're safe from shore and not doing any unnecessary splashing about and are not chumming the waters around them, that they're very safe.
After a shark incident, beaches are closed and signs posted.
We assess whether or not there are sharks in the area, and if there are none, then we open up the beaches once again. That's the standard operating protocol.
The most recent shark warnings were posted from Ahihi Bay to Makena Landing. Noe Tanigawa, HPR News.